my mic opened up too, and there it went again. It's off. You clearly want to talk.
Oh, that freaked me the fuck out. Oh, that freaked me the fuck out. Literally, it like squeaked. Oh my god.
We invited them and they're trying to communicate and they're trying to take the proper way. They're just using the technology that they know how.
Who are you?
What can we do for you? Are we close to understanding something that you need us to know? Are you going to hurt us? Do you need us to stop recording to talk? Hello? We are listening. You're welcome. We're not a danger. We're not a threat. We're just scared like you.
Do we need more weed?
Yes, I'm gonna light my... You like marijuana? It helps me stay calm. I guess I probably lost my high. I'm sorry that I panicked.
It's gone.
Yeah. I think it's my fault. I said it was squeaky.
It's okay. It's alright. They don't want to scare you. They don't want to scare us. They were trying to do it the right way. That's okay. We can try again later. Our own culture.
Thank you.
It's like our own culture, right? Like, we're connected to you like the Indians were nature. Native Americans. Are we starting our own presence? I'm getting close, right? How do we communicate with you? Just keep talking, I guess. Anyway, do you understand what I mean about the Native Americans in Arizona? You know, they'd go out and camp and stuff. And then that's how they'd see the UFOs and the different aliens. And nobody really wanted to pay much attention to them.
What if the light wasn't coming from outside? What if we were looking at the window when that flashed?
And it's communicating, it's telling us it's working. Yes, that's, you're getting close. So you were communicating with the board, and the reason we kept seeing the movement was because we saw it on the window.
Was it you?
Are we getting close?
Did you shine the light on the window and the board?
Are we stupid? Is this just like the board's malfunctioning and we are sitting here looking into it further than it is? Well, that's a no. No flashes. So you're really here. We're open. We are open. We want to know more about the world. We want to help fix humanity. We want to help spread love and... Or is it too late for humanity? Maybe the aliens are coming to try to save a few of us who can be saved. Because humanity is ultimately going to buckle on itself.
Damn.
I know you're here. You're very tired. I don't know how to help you. I want to, but you're welcome anytime. I feel like we're very close, and I feel like maybe we should call it a night. That you need to re-energize, and we can communicate more tomorrow, possibly. I don't know. Well, thank you. We do appreciate you letting us meet you, even if this is how we believe in things. We understand that there are other worlds. Is my book getting close to the topic? Do you need to talk to me about my book? Maybe this is just the CIA fucking with us and listening to everything we record, and I don't know. Clearly, I'm not going near where they need us to go near. Huh? Chaos? Maybe it wants. Do you want to talk to Chaos? Would Chaos know what you want to talk to us about?
Do you want to hit the joint?
I'll relight mine. I'll smoke the rest, the other half of mine for you while they each flicker. Are you here tonight because I was so mean to my mother? I try not to be. I really do. I don't want my kids to grow up hurting like I do. But at the same time, I don't want them to not understand pain because I want them to be able to empathize with other people, other cultures, other forms of life. Are you alien or are you ghost? I think it might be ghost because if the light came from inside, that's most likely one of our ghost friends. Is it Brenda? Are you mad at me for yelling at Mom? Angela? Do I need to log on and watch Alex? You're not a ghost of our children, are you? None of our children are gone, are they? Someone we love? Or someone who needs help? Have you gone now? Sorry, I don't have all the right questions or answers. Maybe it just wants me to shut the fuck up. You want me to go live on Twitch for you to light it up and make us look crazy?
I'll tell you, maybe 2 weeks at this point, it might have been a week ago, I don't know. We're in our room, and I bullshit you not, the fan that sits in front of our area, the motherfucker started acting like it was about to tip over and fall, almost fell. Lift itself fucking back up and put itself back on the fucking thing. Bullshit you not.
That's fucking wild.
Getting whatever. Closer.
Whatever. Jeez. Work.
Then what was the 9:30 alarm? Cause this...
I think our board for what the 9:30 alarm was for.
Something happened when you were talking. Went.
I don't know. Have you figured out how to talk through my board without lighting it up? So I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Are we crazy just sitting here waiting and watching? Just make us one of those lunatics that you... Are we Dale Gribbles?
No, we just became ghost hunters.
Oh, add that to our resume.
No shit.
I'm a psychic medium, right? Am I trying to become one? Maybe we need to go to that one town in Florida.
God damn it, Bobby. I left my keys.
For the record, whatever it is, it's getting restless.
Very.
It's about to become a hollow.
That's bad.
If we go by folklore, we've ignored whatever it is, then there are unfinished businesses with someone in this house. Yeah.
Who it is?
Think he's safe.
Yeah, you're new to the house.
You're still new to the planet.
I just want to know who it is.
No lie. Could be anyone.
Hakim, Scott, Angela, Mike, Carrie, Jason. Brenda, Jason. Mark.
See, you don't like cartoons, but I really think you would understand what Bleach was.
Grandma. Ronald Phillips.
Please be that motherfucker.
All of my exes that are dead.
Yeah, but that's embarrassing for you. Sorry, some of these ghosts I'd rather antagonize than actually be nice to. Todd, just the other day, did you see that?
Sorry. It's one thing to make jokes, it's another to sit there and call a bitch out like that.
I'm making sure if it's one of your exes that are ghosts that are haunting us, that they know.
I don't think it's that. I think it's more serious than that. I think it's a cry for help for a much bigger thing than our own personal issues.
Yep, and I refuse to follow these goddamn breadcrumbs right now.
I don't know that it's breadcrumbs, I think.
And prove to me I'm not fucking crazy.
Well, they did a few times.
I know they did.
We've been seeing lights for hours now. Or an hour, at least. Dude, they reflected it so well from the window that one single time. None of it has reflected since. But it caught us both. Like, that was a purposeful. Didn't you start telling pee jokes again?
Sure.
Are you mad at it? Maybe you're intimidating it by being angry with them.
If it's in your mind, yeah, I'm mad.
Maybe it's Mother Teresa.
They know.
We've been talking about her a lot lately. Like,
I mean, that would be a fucking great honor, dude. If we could get her to call in, we would fucking have a talk with her. That'd be fucking dope. I'll fucking podcast Mother Teresa all fucking day long.
Dude, maybe we should throw this on a podcast and let people just listen to us with this ghost shit. And then, like, now we gotta explain. This was our conversation. We sat there this long, and this motherfucker, every time we would shut it off, it would start lighting up again, so we turn it back on. And we got a few good screeches and things, but... Yeah.
No, if it's Angela... Okay, fucking do it again. You fucking know better. I'll antagonize the shit out of that one.
Yeah.
Because I know where the breadcrumbs lead to that one. I recently found a picture that I need to send to Alex.
Of what?
Her.
And you? Her and him?
Pretty sure it's her and him. Pictures of him. Just some shit that she used to send me. I tried to fucking help him. I don't have money.
Yeah, but this kind of shit is wacko. We could get rich off it. I mean, the longer I go without seeing it light up and do all this shit again. But, like, bro, for real, if you're listening, we're sitting here because I don't know if we had an alien. We invited the aliens earlier. We were getting ready to podcast, and I was joking around about inviting aliens to come join us and, like, speak to us and tell us, you know, what they really want instead of all these conspiracy theories. Then my board starts lighting up, right? Like, it goes freaking crazy. Well, that's not quite true. What happened was me and Anthem was sitting here, and we saw what looked like lights coming in from outside the window. So we sent Chaos outside, and he investigated, and he didn't see nothing out there. But, both Anthem and I thought that the lights moved closer, adjusted angle, and, like, someone got closer or something. Well, then the mixing board starts just randomly lighting up. As soon as, you know, I start talking and I start saying things, and the board seems to be responding, and both Chaos and Anthem are in the room with me, and this is nothing like we've ever seen before. Ain't that right, guys? So, yeah. So the board starts almost responding to me, and then I have Chaos push record, and as soon as he does, we get a really loud screech. It makes all of us kind of jump and, you know, get goosebumps. And I start talking. And then our mics start miking.
Yeah.
Like, on their own. The mute goes on each one and by itself. The board starts doing random things. Buttons are being pushed in settings. And the three of us are sitting here. And I'm sitting back with my hands on my chair. Chaos is sitting there like, he took his headphones off and he's like, I ain't working tonight. Fuck this.
But here I am.
And then Anthem's sitting there and he's jumped. He's scared. He's like, oh my. We've got all that recorded, at least some of it. Because again, while we were recording, our mics started muting themselves and unmuting themselves. And the board was lighting up and then it went silent. So we kind of cut it off. And then we're sitting here talking, and I made a comment about, you know, Native American Indians and their rituals that they would have over in Arizona and the sightings of, you know, UFOs and the aliens and things, and our board starts lighting up again, and it's going hot. So Chaos puts us live, and we sat there, and we got a few answers. Again, I don't know if my mic got muted in any of it. I haven't re-listened to that part of it yet or anything. But now y'all caught up. We haven't seen anything in a hot minute. We've been sitting here talking, asking questions. We ain't got a feeling anymore. Like, the atmosphere is kind of normalized. I don't know what. I don't know if they felt it, if Chaos and Anthem felt it. Yeah. But while I was sitting here, like, it felt like the whole room and the air in the room changed. It felt like
literally when before the lights even like went on, I just like felt the energy in the room get so bad.
Right.
Like, it turned like dark.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about it. At least not while this thing's recording.
Okay.
It's fair.
So do we need to end the recording now and maybe kinda just post this crazy ass shit online and I don't know.
I don't want to post any of this online at the current moment, but maybe with the playback, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Wow. And there you have it, folks. Chaos is that. We're really feeling it up in here, y'all.
Because there's no guarantee that this is going to fucking go live. I really doubt I'm going to fucking post this, especially after I talk about what I just experienced. My mic is not...
Yeah, but he sleeps when I'm awake a lot more hours than he is.
So she's going to, you know, magically post now. Okay. Anyways.
I figure everything else out.
I sat here, nobody... you know, looked at me or paid attention to me, I guess. I don't fucking know. I was fucking crying.
I saw. I just didn't want to call you out like that.
I had no idea the emotions that I was going through, why I was crying. I felt horrible and it seeped the fuck out. I just sat here fucking having to just go through it. So, I don't know what the fuck... any of it is. I just know I didn't care for much of that.
So I felt calm and curious. Chaos felt creeped out and cried. Can you define...
It wasn't a creeped out. It was like just barrels of emotions running through me.
Heavy emotion.
Right.
And then I giggled at the most inopportune time myself. So you're crying and you are overwhelmed with emotion. I'm overwhelmed with calm and giggles. What were the two that you were overwhelmed with? Anthem?
I was just freaked out. It was freaky.
Fear?
But not like the good freaky. Like the bad freaky.
The bad freaky?
The bad freaky.
So you were kind of overcome with fear, like a veil of fear.
Yeah. Like, that, ooga booga.
That ninja thought the Blair Witch was coming after him.
Nah, facts. I thought it was the ring, and I lost 7 days.
And see, somehow, even talking about it, I feel happy and calm even talking about it right now. Like, I feel giddy about it. Like, and chaos, I didn't want to call you out about crying. I didn't want to put your business out there like that. That's,
I appreciate that.
But you still look kind of teary-eyed. You still look like you're still,
dude, they're still
overwhelmed
fucking,
with emotion.
I don't know what some of these emotions are about. It literally was like feeling the fucking life of someone fucking else for a fucking immediate moment. And it just was like fucking horrible, and I cried. I couldn't move. I couldn't say shit. I just fucking cried. You laugh.
Wow. I can't help it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm telling you, I just feel like this.
That's why I don't want to follow breadcrumbs, because if it's anything of what I fucking felt, I know where those fucking breadcrumbs go.
So tell us, guys, what do you think? Three of us in this one room and had this freaky ass shit. I'm going to find a way to post it, because I think, you know, either way, we have this equipment. We've been trying to, you know, get viral and shit or whatever to get the monetization. So let us know.
I will edit out some shit and delete it. I am not putting on the air that I cried like a big fucking baby.
Okay, now you're just pointing it out and making it worse when you could have just let it go. And everyone, by the time I would have done my spiel, they would have forgotten about you crying, but they would still have the chills, because I keep getting the chills over and over and over. Like, but... I
don't know what it was. And my mic has not been the same since. It doesn't sound right. It sounds like there's something wrong with my mic, and I'm like, ooh, just like tripping the hell out about that, too.
Yeah.
I've gotten almost everyone else normalized, but mine sounds like almost like there's a speaker fucking blown.
Well, a lot of the knobs started turning too. No, that one turned. That one turned, and then down there under the red tape, that one turned.
I am so getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we might need to get a lot more weed.
A lot more weed.
So we each had our own separate,
like... Hello, how you doing? Oh, still sounds like ass, but whatever. Go ahead, sorry.
Sorry. We just, all three, same room, we witnessed the same things. You saw the board, right? Did you see Nob's turn?
Yeah.
How about you? Did you see the lights?
I saw the lighting.
I saw that one turn.
So three of us witnessed it with our own eyes, but at the same time we felt such strong and different emotions, and obviously very strongly. As you listen through this and the other recording, we might do a two-part and put the other one on there, you'll hear awkward ass giggles.
Yeah. I'll cut it and loop it so they can hear after we say this.
Okay.
Please. Yeah, that.
Please forgive the sound quality if we've just experienced something and it is what it is. This is raw. This is real. It's not going to sound like a professional recording when we have something magically and mysteriously turning knobs on our soundboard and lighting up and muting our microphones on and off. And the lights did change. The lights changed magically. Nobody was pushing it. There was not even an ant on it, okay? Like, we don't have stuff crawling across the buttons pushing them, and yet they were being pushed. So, again, forgive the sound quality. It's part of the charm of this raw, real, and oh my mother love situation.
Yeah. Still not baked enough.
Alright, I'm gonna grind up some more weed.
Well, I'm right on it.
You had it for a second and then it like just changed again. I don't know. Maybe this entity is still here and maybe they're trying to communicate something to us.
Angela, so help me God, if you fucked up my goddamn microphone.
I'm not so sure it was Angela. I think it's bigger than our personal lives. Otherwise, why would this happen now and not, you know, when we're trying? I mean, it just, yeah. I gotta
call it something because it's fucked my mic up. Check, 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 check. Well, it's partially back now. Check, 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 check. What is wrong?
I just put half the grinder in the jar of the marijuana.
That is exactly where that belongs.
Except I didn't grind the stuff. I'm like, instead of putting the lid on the jar, I was putting the top of the grinder in the jar and it fell right up. And that jar is going to be empty by...
Check, yeah. check. There's no reason why my high needs to be this high, though. Microphone check. Hello. Well, I mean, it shouldn't be said at that. I've worked really hard to make sure they're not set like this, but...
So, Chaos, how many years have you worked in a recording studio? And with this type of equipment?
I've been working with this type of equipment since... my early 20s.
Yeah, okay, I didn't ask how old you were. I said, how long?
I didn't give out my age, though. I just said, I was given a rough estimate of when...
That doesn't tell me how long, though. That still doesn't tell me how long.
For about 20 years or so.
Okay, so... And so you're very familiar with this equipment.
For the most part, yes, I am very familiar with this equipment.
Okay, so...
I
have
problems with this board all the fucking time, but...
I want to... So you just said you have problems with this board all the time, like what we saw tonight?
No, like it just not wanting to send the right time.
So in all these 20 years that you've been in a recording studio and working with this equipment or this type of equipment, have you ever seen a board malfunction in a way as to which we witnessed this evening?
Like we did tonight? No.
Is it connected to Wi-Fi? Is it digital? Is it a possibility someone could have hacked in and could be fucking with us?
No. No. Actually, my board is currently not plugged into my computer, so no, it has no way of having any way of getting a signal in or out. Nonetheless, it was almost like Morse code the way the lights were going.
And the way it responded when I asked questions.
Right, and the virtual impossibility, the two of you saw knobs moving. There would have to be a mechanism. Like, someone would have to sneak in, open up my board, fuck with a bunch of shit, add mechanisms inside the board, seal it back up, put the dust back on this motherfucker.
But your son was home from college until...
And again, but my board is dirty. You'd have to pull each one of these knobs off to open this up. Makes that...
The dust.
An impossibility. Nonetheless, all the knobs would be forcibly loose once you pulled them out, and all of them are still solid as rock. Now, see, I've had a problem with Channel 5. I don't use Channel 5, and that's where, like, when I say I've had issues, because I usually end up plugging something into Channel 5, and, like, there's something wrong with 5. I think there's a short in 5. But beyond that, everything's, you know, up to code and works fine on the board. And the lights skipped 5. When it was doing its little thing, it didn't even mess with 5, which, again, to me, if an entity was using its electrical powers to go through my board to give us some signal, well, 5 has a short in it. It can't mess with 5 anyways. It's like an invisible light.
Huh.
Whatever it was fucking saying, it like I said, it looked like it was in Morse code.
And it was in response once it got our attention. Alright. I don't even know how to explain. Like, I can't think of any other reason. I wish... We need to set up a camera in this room and have it up all the time. Like a Ring cam or one of those things that constantly... That way we can instantly pull up and record, like, the last 60 minutes are recorded at all times. And
there's a program that I'm sure even our listeners will be like, oh, well, there's, like, this program... We have a webcam that can be motion activated, so if anything moved in the fucking room for some reason, it would start recording, along with, you can set it up, and yeah, it's going to eat up some hard drive space, but you just got to allocate it and look at it every night, and then...
Delete and purge.
Pretty much. Purge!
Man.
That was what the enemy was telling us, that we need to purge. Ladies and gentlemen, let's purge.
Purge your closets, purge your bookshelves, and make room for my book. And that's all I'm telling you is I'm writing a book.
Purge your weed supply so you can buy some more.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to the background noise. Today we are not completely silent. Again, as you heard, we are ghost hunting in our studio.
Ghost hunting or aliens? Which is it?
I'm going with ghost. I don't think aliens even have the technology to do what my board did.
Well, let's talk about the other day. Three of us were in a car together, and what the fuck did we see?
That might have been aliens. Anthem, no
yeah,
comment.
Low key, that's a kind of like aliens.
What'd you see?
It was like. Dang, what's the freaking?
Okay, first we saw this thing in the air over top of a hospital.
Yeah.
But it wasn't over the hospital. It was much further away, but it was the direction of the hospital we were looking at. And it was really high up. And I thought for a minute it was one of those banners that are pulled by planes.
But there was no plane.
Yeah, it was literally just a banner.
Only it was a lot bigger than a banner. It looked like it was wavy. It was silver.
Yeah.
It was... It was very... I was driving, so I didn't pull out my phone. I don't know if anyone else had their phones up and got a shot of it, but I wish I would have now. I mean, what are the chances we saw an unidentified object in the sky flying? And it was, like, not really flying. It was hovering, I guess. It didn't move. It didn't go forward. It didn't go backward. Come on. Someone else had to have seen it. There were cars all around us. I know people saw it. But did everyone blow it off and not get a photo of it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, are we getting so used to seeing random shit everywhere that we just...
We're too busy staring down at our fucking phones. Nobody looks up anymore.
Well, we did. Maybe we should have been looking down.
And that's clearly why the fucking ghosts are like, hey, these motherfuckers pay attention to shit. Let's talk to them.
Let's fuck with them and fuck your microphone up. Hey, but
for real, listener, if it's your grandma bugging me while I'm trying to do a radio show, not cool, man.
What the flip, grandma?
It might be my grandma.
This might have to actually be our very first episode, because I really want to get this online now.
What if it's my grandma?
What if it's three different entities? If we had three different sets of, or even five, because I had two sets of emotions. He had, and you had one, so it could be five different people whose emotions we were feeling, if it's ghosts.
Yeah, stand in fucking line, one at a time.
Bars?
I'm just saying, look, I don't want to be rude to spit about this, Tony. Out there.
Hold on.
But have respect.
Dang.
Do you got bars to spit about this anthem?
Well, I mean, overall, I'm kind of spooked, you know?
I have to cut that.
It's just like, the whole thing is just, it's so freaking, I'm like, I don't know if I have anything for this.
You've been pretty much speechless since the board lit up.
You're never speechless.
Never.
Ever.
It's just like so jarring.
Real shit.
I ain't gonna lie, listeners, when you guys do get this, because it's gonna be part of a multi upload selection, and don't forget to download each of these episodes so you can share them with your friends, play them in the gym. Forget that Spotify crap. Take it yourself. Anywhere you go, you can listen to it. Now, back to, you know, my bullshit.
Well, do download on Spotify. We like Spotify.
Well, we like
be on Spotify.
But we need you to download from our actual page.
No, I think you can download from anywhere. We just need you to download us.
Well, there you go. Just download us, I guess.
It don't even matter if you listen. Just download it.
You're going to get a package of what seems to be 5 to 6 episodes all at once. Make sure you pay attention to which episode goes first.
Good luck. I don't even know anymore.
I'd like to say I don't, but I'm pretty sure I labeled them right.
Oh, good. So you got a cheat sheet that gives you the titles.
Sure.
Finally, we got a laugh from our anthem.
Sorry, gang.
No, don't be, bro. This has been quite the night, bro. Mm-hmm. You probably should go to bed though, Sam. Let's go.
Yeah. Can you watch out, chicken?
You can have the chicken.
Woo-hoo! Oh shit, I tried to take the joint out with a wrap around it.
Dude, that would have been sick to smoke. I don't know how, but it would have been. See, I like those like clear wrappers or clear wraps. So when you smoke that joint, it looks like it's the weed, you know, levitating right there.
I didn't know they made such things.
I also like the wraps that have a wire built into them. You have a permanent roach clip, like, throughout the whole joint.
Huh.
It's a rolling paper that has a little wire at the end of it. So, as you smoke, the wire becomes exposed and turns into your roach clip, and you can hold that wire as you smoke. Wow.
But it's a disposable.
Yeah.
So you pay extra for a piece of metal that you have to throw away in the end.
No, they're about the same price as regular rolling papers.
Then why ain't you giving me any?
First of all, because you order our rolling papers from Amazon.
That's right. Chew that.
And nonetheless, I really think we're probably on the cheaper side of papers. We don't use name brand papers, but I really like our papers. I think our papers are better than some of the name brand papers, so I don't really complain about them.
Hell yeah. So if you hear that and you are a wraps company or papers for joints or tobacco products, and you want us to try out your products and review them on air, send them our way.
Or don't, because if you supply me with the shitty product, I will blast that shit everywhere.
I'll let you pay me not to let him blast it everywhere.
There you go. I don't know if it was the entity or what. My mic is all jacked up and my, you know, spots are messed up. It might have been the knobs that got moved. I don't know. But yours continues to keep fluctuating. Like, for some reason, your gain... I just changed it from where it was because for some reason you started clipping out ridiculously. And then as I brought it down, everything normalized. But then you have other, like, I don't know what its deal was, but, and of course, Anthem over there doesn't talk enough.
That chicken was busted.
He doesn't talk enough for us to even know if his mic even got affected.
I know, I tried to get him to throw some bars. I figured if he threw bars.
I just don't have any bars.
He has no
bars. You want to be an impression of the entity?
What? Whatever was. Whatever was in this room, they took Anthem's bars. They freaked him out so bad that Anthem has no bars. No Nestle, no Hershey's, none of them. No prison bars. He's got no bars, homie.
Let's be real. It still don't feel comfortable up in here again. It's still feeling like...
I'm still watching the board and the window.
I think we might need to end this and take a minute because it still don't feel right in here. Do you feel it?
I mean, I haven't felt right in a hot minute, but I still put the headphones on and decided to fix them. Quit fucking shit.
He spooked me for a second.
Right? And then she just, like, look at us to see if we'll actually fall for it.
I just had to put my foot down and I kicked the writing utensil box.
And again, then she laughs at us afterwards. She's like, yeah, we caught you. She's like, oh, okay, yeah.
Literally, I just took my foot down. And you see, know how much that hurts.
I can't even be like, okay, well, maybe it was her behind the board. Because again, I listened to the playback. I went through it. It's impossible to manufacture what happened to our board.
Yeah.
So, not even a bad or a good prank. And now I'm really freaked out. So I'm just gonna smoke and chill.
Now's a good time to put on a song. I was gonna get high. No, wait. I was gonna pay my bills, but then I got high.
I was gonna clean my room today until I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why. Yeah, hey, because I got high. Because I gotta.
Hell yeah. That's it. I feel like we should play that right about now on the radio. Or the podcast.
I don't own the rights to that and don't want to get sued.
Oh, and he already took the 10 seconds. Now we have to stop talking about it. That was a good 10 seconds, though.
We're good, I believe. But on that note, as we wrap... And on that note, as we wrap up this show, good night.